From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Turkish fighter jets have carried out their first airstrikes as part of the U.S.-led coalition against the Islamic State group in Syria. A Turkish Foreign Ministry statement said Saturday the aircraft began attacking Islamic State targets that were deemed to be threats to Turkey late Friday. The attacks came after Turkish and U.S. officials announced they had reached a technical agreement concerning their cooperation, which calls for Turkey to be fully integrated into the coalition air campaign. After months of delay, Turkey agreed last month to take on a more active role in the fight against Islamic State extremists. Turkish jets used smart bombs to attack IS positions in Syria without crossing into Syrian airspace. Turkey later granted U.S. jets access to a key air base close to the Syrian border. Austrian police said Saturday they rescued three young children suffering from severe dehydration and close to death from a van in Austria. 23 other migrants from Syria, Afghanistan, and Bangladesh were also rescued. The incident occurred Friday, one day after the bodies of 71 refugees were discovered decomposing in an abandoned vehicle on a road between Vienna and Budapest. The two girls and one boy, aged 5 and 6, were in critical condition when police stopped the van after a high-speed chase close to the German border. Austrian police say the children are now hospitalized and recovering. Meanwhile, four men suspected of involvement in the deaths of the 71 refugees found Thursday were placed under preliminary arrest by a Hungarian court. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. Thailand's police commissioner says investigators looking into the deadly bombing of a Hindu shrine are seeking a second man after the arrest of one suspect near Bangkok. As Ron Corbin reports, the identity of the arrested suspect is unclear, but police say he was traveling on a falsified Turkish passport.
The arrest of a man said to be in his 20s at apartments on the outskirts of Bangkok Saturday involved some 100 police and troops and came almost 2 weeks after the bombing of a Hindu shrine in Bangkok that killed at least 20 people with scores injured. At the apartment, police uncovered material for bond-making similar to that used at the Erawan Hindu shrine on the evening of August 17. Thai Police Commissioner Somyot Pumpan Mung, at a press briefing Saturday, said the identity of the man remained unclear. The arrested man was carrying a Turkish passport, but police said his travelling papers were falsified. Somyot said police could not release more information because the investigation was still underway, and authorities were seeking a second person who may still be in Thailand or who have fled the country. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok, Thailand.
The U.S. National Security Advisor Susan Rice has arrived in Islamabad on an unscheduled visit for talks with senior Pakistani government and military officials. Pakistani officials told VOA that Rice will meet with Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif on Sunday. The talks are expected to touch on the recent rise in tensions between Islamabad and New Delhi and on Pakistan's role in Afghanistan's peace negotiations with the Taliban. An Egyptian court has found three Al Jazeera journalists guilty of supporting the banned Muslim Brotherhood and has sentenced them to 3 years in prison. The Cairo court announced the verdicts and the sentences of the retrial Saturday. A verdict was originally expected earlier this month, but the court repeatedly delayed the proceedings since Canadian national Mohamed Fahmy, Egyptian Bahir Mohamed, and Australian Peter Grest were arrested in December of 2013. An appeals court ruled in January that they should be given a new trial after prosecutors failed to provide sufficient evidence to show they supported the Brotherhood. While Grest returned to Australia, Mohammed and Fahmy remained free on bail in Egypt. Mississippi and Louisiana marked the 10th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina Saturday by ringing church bells, laying wreaths, and celebrating the resiliency of a region still recovering from the costliest natural disaster in U.S. history. In New Orleans' lower Ninth Ward, residents and community activists gathered at the levee where Katrina's storm waters broke through and submerged the neighborhood. 1,800 people died and more than 100,000 homes were destroyed when the storm struck the Gulf Coast 10 years ago. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA. Coming up.